Amen. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. Appreciate what the Lord has done. Amen. I appreciate the teaching we've been hearing Sunday morning, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. It's been helping me, and it's an encouragement to me. And I appreciate the teachings of this church. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. We'll read there. Verse 24. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. And when they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And when they stood, they let down their wings. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight, Lord help me, on the drooping wing. I didn't know I'd be preaching tonight, but Monday morning, this scripture came across in our reading, and some of you know how it does sometimes. It leaps off of the page. And it had been a while since I'd looked at it, but that morning it jumped off the page. Amen. However you want to say it. It you know how it does. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And then last night I lay down upon my bed and needing to go to sleep. Get up at 2 this morning and my heart was pounding. And this scripture was pounding on my heart. And today, about post-O 50, God dealt with me again about this scripture. So I want to try to preach it to you tonight, if the Lord would help me. On and when they stood, they let down their wings. I can't say that I understand all of Ezekiel's prophecies. I can't say that when he talks about these winged creatures that I can and picture them in my mind. And when he talks about the wheel and the wheel, and when he speaks these words that we can't really grasp at times, I can't grasp a clear picture of really what it is that he's talking about. But he comes to this point in this reading, and we can all picture this in our mind. And when they stood, they let down their wings. When they stood, they let down their wings. I do not know the reason they let down their wings. Well, we do know the reason they let down their wings. They let down their wings because they came to stand, and they were winged creatures. They had wings, and they could soar through the air, the upper atmosphere. That was their place where they were to go. And maybe God had given them an errand to run and or something to perform, and they had went and performed that, and then they had came and they had stood. And naturally, when a winged creature or a winged fowl stands, they must let down their wings. Amen. Some creatures, when they have to come down out of the air, and when they land, then they let down their wings. But some of them come down because they let down their wings. And the natural thing for something to do when it lets down its wings is to stand. And when they stood, they let down their wings. Amen. Wings. I looked up wings in the dictionary. Of course, we all know what wings are. But it is wings that causes the airplane, and it is wings that causes the fowl of the air to rise and overcome gravity. Amen. It's their wings. That's what causes them to remain above the earth. Amen. That's what causes them to soar above mankind and earthly things into the heavens. The Wright brothers, I feel like at one time they must have looked at the winged creature. Amen. The fowl of the air. And they looked and they saw that transportation was not all that it really could be. And they looked and they said, if we could design something with wings and we can put a propeller or an engine on that to get it to rise above the earth, transportation could be done much more quickly. Amen. You wouldn't have the curves. Go around the mountains. You could go up over the mountains. We needed something to lift us up over the hills and above the heights. Amen. The heights of the heaven. Oh, there is something inside of mankind that causes him to long to soar above the heights of this earth. Amen. To overcome the things that hold him down. Amen. There's something inside of every man that senses that he has the ability to fly. Amen. There is a need in every man to rise up above the troubles of life. Amen. There is a need in every man to rise up above the troubles that life brings to him. Amen. And I feel like the Wright brothers, they just naturally looked at the landscape and they saw that if man could lift up above it all, that he could travel much more with much more ease. He could travel with much more speed. Amen. He could arrive at his destination much quicker if he could overcome this thing called gravity and he could get his feet off of the ground. He would soar through the air. Amen. And we see it in our day. Jets that rise up above the earth. Amen. We see fighter planes that rise up above the battle. They saw that if they could just get up above the battle, they'd be able to fight the battle a little bit better with less casualties. So mankind has often saw his need to soar above this earth. Amen. To soar above it all. There is a need that we get up above it all. There is a need that we overcome these things that hold us down. And there is nothing more sad than to see a Christian when he stands to let down his wings. A Christian, a man who is known as a man of God, or a man who we've seen run these aisles or run the tops of the pews. There is nothing more sad than to see them let down their wings. Amen. And when we stand, it is a natural thing to let down our wings. My father-in-law, Terry Hoffman, he is an animal lover. And the first time I met him, we went into his house, and he had two big German shepherds, and he had two little bitty dogs and another dog and a cat with a kitchen table, and it was his own place because he couldn't eat with the dogs, so he's up on this. He had his own table and his own food right there, and I was amazed. We didn't do that, you know, in Indiana, Connersville. We didn't do that. We didn't have him in the house, but, amen, my father-in-law, he did, and he just felt like it was an awful thing, and I think it got passed down through the roots. They think it's an awful thing for an animal to be chained to a dog box. Amen. And he let them have free run. They had their own little doggy door, and they still do. Amen. Every house he moves into, he puts a doggy door, and they can come in and come at, go out and come in whenever they desire. Amen. But the last time I was there to visit in Illinois, I was sitting there on the couch in the recliner, and I looked over, and he's always had a bird, a talking bird, anything, a bird. And it sets it right beside the window so that when anything pulls up, that bird will go to chirping. And that's his greatest watchdog. When that bird goes to chirping, the other dogs, the German shepherds, they go to barking. And they get out of his ferocious bark, and it'll drive you away. Amen. But I sat there in that chair, and I looked at that winged bird. That bird that was meant to soar through the air. That bird that was not meant to be caged in. Amen. That bird that had wings so that it could fly. That bird that had wings that it could rise above the clouds. Amen. That it could rise up into trees. Amen. But there that bird was in a box, in a little cage, not much bigger than this monitor here. Amen. All caged in. And I thought, you know, for a man that gives his dogs free run, that's a sad thing right there, to have a bird caged in. Amen. A winged creature that cannot fly. Amen. We were meant for the heights. We were meant for the heights of heaven. Amen. For the Bible says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Amen. Colossians 1 and 3 and 1 says, set your affections on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Amen. And our citizenship is not of this earth, but our citizenship is of heaven. Amen. It's far above this earth. Amen. Oh, yes. God has given us wings so that one day we can lift off of this earth. Amen. One day we're going to go home. Amen. One day we're going to rise up above it. One day gravity's going to lose its hold and we're going to rise above it. Amen. But until then, I believe He's given us power through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we can rise above these things that have entangled us and caused us to let down our wings. What is it that causes a Christian to let down their wings? We come to church. We come regularly. We come faithfully. Amen. But what is it that causes us to come and we stand there with our wings
let down. We no longer soar. We no longer soar above, up above where we used to soar. Amen. There was a time that we soared way above it. Amen. When we first got saved, we didn't care what anybody thought about us. There was a time when we first got saved that what people said about us did not bother us. We didn't let it bother us. We just went right on because we were above the battle. Amen. We were above the conflict. Amen. We were above it all. God had given us our wings. But for one, some reason or another, we stood and now we stand and we've let down our wings. Oh God, don't let the devil take your wings. Don't let the enemy of your soul take your wings. Amen. I've seen him clip your wings, but you can rise above it. And he tells you, he's told you time and time again, you'll never fly again. You'll never fly again. You'll never rise above this one. But let me come and tell you tonight, you can fly again. You can get your wings back. Oh, I long to see you with your wings back. Soaring up where you soared once before. Amen. You can fly again. You can fly again. Your work's not done here. Amen. Your work's not done here. You can fly again. You can fly again. Amen. There's a longing in my heart. There's a longing in my heart. And I laid on my bed last night desiring to see some of my young people rise up above it all and soar. Amen. Spread out your wings and fly again. Amen. Fly above the heights. Fly above the heavens. Lift up above the clouds. Amen. You can fly. You can fly again. Amen. Don't let the devil take your wings. Don't let the devil take your wings. Amen. When I first flew in an airplane, I remember the first ride I took. And I remember as that plane left the ground and I felt gravitation lose its hold. And gravitation lost its hold. Amen. And that those wings caught up on that air. They begin to soar up. Amen. And that plane climbed up above the clouds. And the sun was shining beautiful up there. I looked down and I could see the clouds. And I said, oh, what beauty there is up here. Amen. Why? Because we had our wings. Why can we fly up above it all? Because there was our wings. Amen. And now you can leave the Dayton International Airport and be in Atlanta, Georgia in just a few hours. Amen. You need your wings back. You need your wings back so you can fly up above it again. Amen. God can give you your wings back. We sat at the Atlanta airport. The flight delayed because of rain. And when they finally let the plane taxi on the runway and take off on the runway, it was still raining where I was at. And I could see the rain pounding down on the wings. And that plane lifted off and it shook. And as it began to go through the clouds, you could feel it shake. Amen. And then finally it broke through. It broke through the storm clouds. It rose up above it all. Amen. And the sun was shining clear. Amen. Why? Because that plane had wings. Amen. Oh, I want to see you with your wings back. Oh, I want to see God give your wings back. Amen. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you I'm not for you. I long to see you with your wings back. I remember when you soared. Amen. I remember when you flew. Amen. Up above it all. I remember when you were an inspiration to my heart. And you caused me to want to get my wings. And you caused me to want to fly. Oh God, give us our wings back. Amen. Sometimes we allow bitterness to get in our hearts. Things people said. Things people done. Amen. They said it. And we heard it said, and then we stand. And when we stand, what's the next thing that bird does, that fowl, that great eagle, when it lands and it stands on its feet, brings those wings in. Oh, what a pitiful sight. My wife, she loves to go to the zoo. She's an animal lover, just like her father. And I walked by that eagle's cage, and I saw that eagle, and they had the nets drawn over a large area. But there was that eagle. It couldn't soar anymore. Amen. Oh, what a sad sight to see something with wings. And yet they're not soaring like they did. And not soaring like we know they can. Oh, get your wings back. You can get your wings back. You can fly again. You can rise up above it all. Amen. And when they stood, they let down their wings. And when they stood, they let down their wings. When they stood, they let down their wings. Amen. We are raised up together with Christ in order that we may sit with Him in heavenly places. Heavenly places. Heavenly places. There's three heavens. There's the first heaven up with the clouds. And there's the second heaven up where the moon and the stars are. And then there's the third heaven, which was where God is and where heaven is, which is our eternal home. Amen. Oh, one day the trumpet will sound and we'll get our wings and we'll rise up above it all. Gravity's going to lose its hold. Amen. We're going to rise above it all. But until that day, we must soar. Until that day, the church needs its wings. There's too many of the saints of God that stand with their wings let down. Amen. We weren't given the Holy Ghost to stand with our wings let down. We were given the Holy Ghost so that we could soar above it all. Amen. There is a way you can lift up above it all. Amen. Oh, that the church would fly again. Oh, that the church of the living God would get her wings back and soar up above it. Amen. No, I'll tell you what will cause us to lose our wings. We'll become entangled with this world. Amen. We become entangled with the things of this world. Amen. We allow it to grab hold of us again. And the things that we once laid down, amen, we pick them back up again. And when we pick them back up again, we're forced to come to a standstill and let down our wings. Amen. But you can rise up above it all. There is a spiritual high. There is a place that every saint of God can go and we can get our wings back. Oh, that we would get our wings back and soar again. No, I don't think every Christian's lost his wings. Amen. But I do believe this, that it takes an effort to get your wings back. I do believe this, that it takes an effort, amen, to get off the ground. Amen. God put it in every bird, every fowl of the air to lift itself off the ground. Amen. And soar above it all. And I believe we can soar above it all. Amen. When I first got saved, I can remember that there was things that got said then. Amen. And there will always be things that will be said. And I remember that it didn't affect me. And I looked and I thought, why didn't that affect me? But it was the Holy Ghost that was in us. Amen. It was the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that He gave us, that allowed us to rise above it all. Oh, but over the years, we've allowed it to decline. Over the years, we've allowed our fire to go out. Amen. Over the years, we've allowed ourselves to let our wings down. And it's time that we get our wings back. It's time that we fly again. Amen. We're in need of revival for our youth, for our young people, for our children. Look around. Look around at the hole and the gap that was made when they went downstairs. Oh, if we don't have any other reason to fly, we've got a reason to fly when we look at our children. Amen. Right there's enough reason to fly again. Amen. Right there's enough reason for us to fly again. Amen. To rise above it all. It's the call of God to the church of the living God to rise above it all. To not become entangled in the things of this world. Amen. Love not the things of this world. They have a way of ensnaring us. They have a way of ensnaring the bird. Amen. To cause him to let down his wings. Amen. You can look back over your life. I'm sure you can. If you are one of those eagles that have let down your wings, you can look back over your life. You can trace it back to the place where the arrow went through you. Amen. To the place where you were wounded. And then you came to that place where you stood. And then when you stood, you let down your wings. But there is a longing in my heart to see you fly again. I said there is a longing in my heart to see you fly again. Amen. You have a greater purpose than that, than to stand and let down your wings. There's a greater call on your life than to stand and let down your wings. Amen. You have all we have now is the memories of days ago when you flew. Amen. When we flew. When we rose up above it. When we were above the storm clouds. When we were above the landscape. Amen. God has said He will bear you up on eagle's wings. God, bear them up on eagle's wings. When we don't feel like we get our wings back, God, come down and get up under us. Raise us up above it all. When we don't have the strength to fly, get us up above it all. Get us up above it all. And then when He gets us up above it all, He leans and He lets us fall. The little eaglet falls. Amen. And when the eagle sees that she's not going to fly, she'll swoop down, catch her under her wings. Amen. He'll bear you up on eagle's wings. He'll lift you up above it. The things that you don't feel like you can get above, God will give you your wings back. Amen. The things that you don't feel like you can overcome, He'll give your wings back and let you fly again. Amen. Amen. Wings. That's what gives the bird and the plane the ability to overcome gravity. Amen. And when you get your wings back, that's when you'll have the ability to overcome the things that are binding you down. Amen. God, give us our wings back. God, give them their wings back. God, give me my wings back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember what it was to fly? Do you remember when you soared above it? Amen. Do you remember when you had your wings? Oh, say it. Say it with me. God, give me my wings back. God, give me my wings back. Amen. I wasn't meant to stand here with my wings let down. Amen. I know that this is not much. And I know. But I feel the Lord. Amen. And there's a longing. And when I laid down on my bed, I told God, I said, I don't have a whole lot to say. And I don't have a page and a book full of notes. But I do have this to say. I laid there last night begging God, give us our wings back. Give us our wings back. Give us our wings back, God. Amen. Let those that once flew and soared above it, let them fly again. Let them fly again. Oh, God. And I heard someone say last night, I don't think I'll ever fly again. I said, God, don't take our wings. Don't take our wings. Let them fly. And I looked at my son and I looked at my daughter and I said, God, give them wings one day. Don't let them be bound by sin. Don't let them be bound by the things of this world. I reach in that little incubator at 3 a.m. on December the 9th. And I stuck my finger in there. That little boy with the tubes going in his nose and tubes going down in his stomach. Needle in his little foot. His little foot was purple. And I looked at all the monitors flashing and oxygen sensors. And he grabbed hold of my hand, held on tight. And I leaned over that incubator and I wept and I cried. And I said, God, I hope that one day You'll deliver him from sin. God, what was I saying? I was trying to say, God, give him wings. God, give him wings. God, give him wings. No, I can't get above it myself. I couldn't get over it. I couldn't get over sin. Amen. It had a hold on me. But I remember that night that God gave me wings. Hallelujah. Said, I remember the night that God gave me wings. I'll never forget that night. And I walked out of the house and Dad told me, he said, son, you can't go where you used to go and you can't talk like you used to talk and you can't do what you used to do. And I wondered if those wings, right then I wondered if those wings would be enough. Amen. Till now, they've been enough. Till now, they've been enough. Yes, and I remember the times that I stood and I let down my wings And I remember the times that I said, God, will I ever fly again? Will I ever come up above this? Amen. But God came and He'd give me my wings back. Let us rise above it. He'd bear us up on eagle's wings. Soar us up into the heavens. Amen. God, give our wings back. Amen. Stand with us tonight. I know I'm not preached long. But I came with a burden on my heart. And if nothing else, to bear my heart tonight. And ask God to give us our wings back. God, give me my wings back. God, let me fly again. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I knelt down here Sunday morning. All those were praying. I said, God, let me see my friend fly again. God, let me see my friend fly again. I remember I said it. I said, God, let him fly again. And I'm asking you tonight, won't you come? Won't you say, God, I want my wings back. I wanted them back before tonight. I wish I'd have came and got them a long time ago. But God, give me my wings back. I want to fly again. Oh, God. Oh, God. My heart is broken for you tonight. And I beg you, let God give back your wings. Let God give back your wings so we can see you once again fly.